Damian G Show, brought to you by Anchor.fm, your one-stop shop for podcast needs. You can also find the show on Stitcher, Spotify, and all your streaming services of choice. Find me on social media at Damian G Show, as well as the show's email at DamianGShow@gmail.com. Now that all that's out the way, have you ever looked at your Facebook notifications and when it tells you on this day or some sort of anniversary, you knew exactly what you were doing, you knew exactly who you were with, and what prompted you to post what you posted maybe 10, 15, 12 years ago? Well, today I actually had that happen twice, and I'm going to talk to you about one of them. Back in 2007, I tried to reconcile with my graduate school girlfriend. That's what Facebook's reminded me of. And it reminded me of it because I posted something about the weekend that we went away where we tried to rekindle the relationship. And number one, folks, if you go back to the things I wish I could have told Damon, here's another one. Stop trying to get back with exes if they are the ones that broke up with you. If they broke up with you, do not get back with an ex that broke up with you. Do you want to know why? Because for some reason, they didn't like who you were. I highly doubt they're going to like who you are when you've changed from the time they broke up with you, for whatever reason. So let's get that out of the way. So I remember this because we tried to reconcile. We broke up, or I should say she broke up with me via a Facebook post, by the way, back in 2007. So that tells you right there. And I realized while going through this memory, I distinctly know every ounce of how it played out. So the week prior to this, I went to her birthday party, stupidly. Her current boyfriend at the time wasn't going there, so she texted me to come through. And here I thought, thinking, damn, like, she still has feelings for me. She still wants to be with me. So she invited me to her birthday party. That's cool. And mind you, we broke up maybe 3 months before that, so she still invited me. Then when I got there, I realized something was happening. And I didn't realize it in the moment. I realized it in retrospect. Not only was she drunk, because you know what they say, when you're drunk, that's what you really mean. So the minute I walked in, she made me feel as if we were back together again. Now, 2007 Damien is not the 2020 Damien, obviously. 26-year-old Damien is not 40-year-old Damien. But 26-year-old Damien, remember, at the time, this was the best-looking woman I've ever dated. And if you remember last week's show or the other day's show, Damien just wanted to be with someone who was hotter than his friend's girlfriends. Mind you, she had other things going for her. Intelligent, Latina, so my mom adored her. And on paper, a good fit. So I get to the birthday party, and she's all hugging me, all over me, and her sister fucking couldn't stand me. So her first words out her mouth, and I took my boy Jose with me as a buffer, just in case. She goes, "What the hell are you doing here?" I said, "Your sister invited me." She goes, "You do realize she's with so-and-so, right?" And I go, in my smart-ass commentary, "Well, so-and-so ain't here, but I am, and that's all that matters." So what wound up happening was, she got wasted. My ex got wasted. My boy and me had to take turns carrying her drunk ass home, because dead weight is a hell of a thing. And mind you, I wasn't as strong then as I am now. So she wasn't a big girl by any stretch of the imagination, but just imagine a dude who doesn't lift weights having to pick up his girlfriend or ex-girlfriend at the time, who is dead weight. That's like double, triple training in Earth's gravity if you're one of those Goku fans from Dragon Ball Z. Take her home, drop her off, and then the days that follow, the next day actually, sucker Damien went to go check on her. Brought her food, made sure she was okay, made sure she was fine, even though she was hungover, to the point where even her parents were, "Wait a minute, I thought you were with so-and-so. What is Damien doing here?" But because I was nice guy, Damien decided to take care of someone I still had feelings for. mistake number 12345. So again, took care of her, made sure she was fine, bought her some food. We hung out for a while, talked with her parents, you know, caught up with everybody, and went about my business. And then the week after, which is this day in question, from back in 2007, she had asked me to go with her to a conference at her former college, where she was seeing a lot of her sorority friends who I knew mutually, who were on good terms with me still, and she invited me to go with her as her date. Mind you, at the time she had a boyfriend, but I didn't ask questions. All I know is that she was like, "Hey, Damien, do you want to go?" I didn't put two and two together until after the fact. I had to literally find the hotel, get the bus tickets for us to go. And I was gladly doing it because I still had feelings for this girl. If I could go back and slap the shit out of younger Damien, I would. So here's where it gets fun. Number one, I got the bus tickets too early for her liking. She had a problem with it. I got the cheapest. Again, I had just gotten out of graduate school. I didn't have my first full-fledged job in nonprofit work. Probably until about maybe 5 months after that. I had some money saved up, but I wasn't consistently working. So as someone who grew up like I did, I looked for the cheapest deal. 6:30 a.m. bus tickets. I got a hotel which was cheaper, but it was about 25 miles outside of Boston. And I didn't know that. I painstakingly analyze geography when I'm trying to choose either where I'm going to stay or where I'm even going to live, because I need parameters. So I did all this. I got the hotel, right? I got the bus tickets. She didn't have to pay for a thing because, again, nice guy Damien thinking, hey, we're going to try to reconcile. Not only did she didn't like the bus ticket time that I got, she didn't like the brand of bus I picked out. I got Greyhound tickets on a real cheap discount. And the hotel we got, my God, again, 25 miles, not minutes, miles, outside of Boston, where her speaking engagement was at. She complained about that as well because we had to take the bus. I suggested we take a cab or some sort of car service. But God forbid, I suggested she paid for it. She goes, no, we'll take the bus. I was like, you sure? It's going to take about 45 minutes for us to get there. No, it's fine. Okay, cool. Took the bus. She was complaining the whole time. Her friends see me. Damien, oh my God, good to see you, da-da-da-da-da. And these are the ones I was still relatively cool with because they knew me as a pretty decent human. You know, we broke up because I was quote-unquote a nice guy. That's why we broke up. I was too nice. I didn't have enough edge for her. That's why we broke up the first time. So we're at the engagement. We're talking, we're all drinking, whatever the case may be. And then she tells me, she goes, hey, I think I'm going to stay with my friends. I said, I'm sorry? She goes, no, I'm going to crash at their dorm. What are you talking about? He goes, and the friends even extended the offer to me. I said, nah, I'm good. I'm too old to be crashing in college dorms at this point, because I was about 26, turning 27. I said, no, I'm good. I'm going to go back to the hotel. And the girls who are friendly with me are saying, hey, you don't have to do that, Damien. You can hang out with us and just crash, you know, in the dorm. And again, because I was under the impression that her and I were trying to work it out, that she was just going to just acquiesce and say, you know what, and think, oh, well, you know, Damien actually bought the hotel room. We'll just take a cab back and, you know, we'll hang out until late. Well, that didn't happen. Tell me why I had to go back by myself to the damn hotel by myself because she said, no, I'm going to go stay with my friends. So because I'm me and I'm stubborn, and I say, all right, well, deuces. Here was the problem with that. We still had to check out of the hotel and she still had stuff at the hotel. And we still had to take the bus back together. So she comes back to the hotel the next morning before checkout, really early. So I don't know how she got there. Probably had one of her friends drive her, because we know she wasn't paying for a cab. Gets her stuff. We're talking. And you ever seen in those movies, you know, all these memes where they, where a couple, they break up and they have sex one last time, and it's like really passionate because it's breakup sex. Well, Damon didn't know what that was. So we engage in, you know, adult twister, and stupidly, I caught feelings again, even though she has shown herself to be not a decent human. I caught feelings again. And I told her, I want to get back together. Stupid. And that spooked her. That worried her. And I could tell I said something wrong that upset her, or that put her in some type of way. Because when we took the bus back, we had to sit all the way in the back of this bus in the Greyhound. So we wound up getting one of the last seats. And we were sitting in the back. And if you've taken Greyhound, by any stretch of the imagination, you don't want to sit all the way at the back of the bus, because normally that's Hood Booga Boulevard. And thusly, I was there. And we were talking. We literally talked the whole ride. And then it hit me, because she started bringing up the boyfriend, because I forgot, or I chose to forget, that there still was another guy in the picture. And then she was talking about working it out with him, and blah, blah, blah. And then it dawned on me. She probably invited him. He couldn't go. So I was the backup Billy. And I wound up paying for everything. And on the way back, she hits me with the, well, I think I'm going to work it out with so-and-so. He deserves that. He doesn't deserve me cheating on him with you, even though you did this morning, by the way. Even though you did. But he didn't deserve that. And then it dawned on me. Again, it dawned on me in that moment of, oh, I just got used. I got used for my wallet. I got used for my company. All because it was under the guise of, I want to potentially get back together. My assumptions got the better of me. And because of the viscosity, I thought, yes, this means we're getting back together. Oh, little Damien. Oh, if I can have a chat with you, little Damien. But I was reminded today of that. I was reminded today of that day, of that whole weekend. And I remember we get off the bus, we go have coffee at Starbucks, and then I just say, it's over for good now, isn't it? This is it, right? It feels like this is it. And she looks at me and, you know, she just gives me this kind of sheepish head nod of, yeah, this is it. I think so. So thanks, Facebook. Thanks for reminding me about that, because I shit you not, y'all. That is what turned me from being that kind of dude. That was the moment. People ask me all the time, Damien, what was the moment? Who was the woman? That was the moment. That was the woman that woke me up. Admittedly, I still had a little bit more lessons to learn, but in terms of just putting a woman on a pedestal type stuff, that's where it died. There were still other instances after the fact of me being the nice guy, because I just thought I was being a decent human, and women would tell me all the time that you're just really nice, but you're not my type. And I know what that means. I think a lot of us know what that means. But that was it. That was the moment. That was the moment where I realized, no, never again. Never again. And the reason why I'm doing this is to remind you all, men or women, that if a person who you broke up with is trying to get back together with you, but you know there's somebody in the picture because they broke up with you to date that person in the first place, Don't trust it. Do not trust it. You don't know what's happening with that other person. You don't know if they're lying to that other person. And don't lose who you are for the sake of who you think wants to be with you. And what I mean by that is, I had this woman on a pedestal. She was it. 2007 Damien was head over heels. Nope. Let me remind you all, do not, I repeat, do not fall for it. And that was my turning point. And that is what, right or wrong, that is what made me more suspicious about dating. That's what made me more realistic, where no, the Disney shit doesn't work. And yeah, I tried to go back to being the nice guy every once in a while, because deep down inside, I'm not an asshole. I'm not. I could be a jerk sometimes, according to some people. But deep down inside, I'm a good dude. But I've learned that lesson. And I hope my story helps all the people who are dating, young, old, stop putting people on pedestals. Stop bending over backwards for people who don't deserve it or who do not reciprocate. Because if you don't, you will end up like 2007 Damien, getting off that bus, realizing he had been used, and it was over. And I want to thank my Facebook memories for showing me that, and I am eternally grateful for that lesson learned. And I hope my message reaches anybody else who's going through that, where they feel as if they're being just, they're either on the hook, you remember that episode from How I Met Your Mother, or someone's just tangling them along, puppeteering them. Stop it. Cut it off. Go about your business. They're not worth it in the end. So hopefully you all can take my stories and take my history and do with it as you will. As always, thank you so much for tuning in for this quick hit edition of Damien G Show. Find the show at Damien G Show at all your streaming platforms, Twitch, YouTube, and the like. And this is sponsored partly by Anchor.fm, your one-stop shop for podcast needs. Thank you, and I'll talk to you soon.